It is the biggest TV show on Australian TV, Married at First Sight, and right now we are joined by one half of the couple at the centre of all the drama at the dinner party from Monday night. I'm very excited to chat to her. Please welcome Tori.
My favourite.
Your favourite. How are you going, Tori?
Good, thank you.
Good to hear. Firstly, I've got to ask, have you sorted Jack out with the making of the bed thing when he gets out of bed? Because, God, that annoyed me.
Listen, it's a work in progress.
Yeah.
Sometimes if you want something done right, you usually just do it yourself. So I think I'll take that one on board.
Yeah. I have this thing. I get bad luck if I don't make my bed as soon as I get up. Like, if I leave the house and it's not made, I think to myself all day, I'm going to get bad luck.
Yeah.
I just think, like, get out of bed and make it.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that.
Get it done.
See, I'm quite the opposite. No, and I always pretend that I'm one of those people that get out of the bed and make the bed because, you know, it's more hygienic or clean or something. But I'm one of those grubs that just leaves the house, comes back
surprised to
a messy room.
God.
I feel like if the bed's made, the room's instantly, like, 20
looks
times
looks good. And if someone just randomly comes over, you know, and they see your bedroom, they think, oh, they're clean. They're tidy.
Oh, they've got their shit together. Yeah,
they got their shit together.
Oh, so now I don't have my shit together.
No,
great.
Exactly. You miss.
That's why I'm single.
You're a bloody mess, kids.
Hey, there has been a lot of drama with you and Jack. You have been the centre of attention, let's be honest. I remember the first episode when you first got married and your best friend was like, there's something about this guy. Is she there going, told you so?
Look, no. I think, you know, Leah's been my best friend for many, many, many years, and anyone in her position wants to be supportive and protective and, you know, have their guard up. But I am, you know, a strong person and I can hold my own and I definitely don't need my hand held.
Yeah.
And I think I made that quite clear to her. But no, look, Jack's a great guy and she would know that now, given where we are.
How do you go up against a dominant alpha, which he's, you know, said he is, and you're quite a dominant person yourself? You described yourself as a bulldog, which I bloody love. So, yeah, like, how do you go up against a big character?
It's not about going up against them. I think, look, Jack is probably one of the most logical people I've ever been with. He applies reason to logic to everything. So when you're dealing with someone who is as, I guess, you know, intelligent as you, you can have a really calm, honest conversation with them. It doesn't need to be a screaming match. It doesn't need to be combative. It can be quite productive and quite calm and quite mature. And I've personally never experienced that in a partner before. So it was a shock for me to have all these really calm, mature, well-articulated conversations with someone.
Jack has been sold to us as one of the most controversial grooms that's ever been on the show. You know, there were a lot of promos running around on the radio,
that
on
he
TV.
Was worse than that. What was the guy
Harrison,
from
Harrison? He was Harrison 2.0. Yeah. Dominant Alpha is what he called himself. How did you feel seeing those promos in the lead up to the show?
Obviously, the promos are, you know, they need to pack a punch and they need to kind of set the standard for the season.
Mm-hmm.
Jack is, you know, someone who does want to lead and protect and you know, be that alpha within a relationship, and that's fine. I think the negative connotation around it probably is a bit, you know, it's a bit much. The promos, I mean, like I said, they're entertainment, right? They need to...
Yeah. They want to hook you in.
They want to hook you in, yeah.
So, and I think they were successful in doing that.
Yeah.
Are they accurate? Is it an accurate representation? No. But, hey, it's entertainment, right? It's TV. That's what we're here for.
Hey, Tori, when you were thinking about going on Maths in the first place, were you like, I don't want to be cast as the crazy, or I don't want to be in that relationship that's, you know, the hooky content to make people watch the show? Did that go through your head?
Mm. It didn't. But what did go through my head was, I know that my personality is quite out there. I am quite, you know, I'm not afraid to kind of say what I'm feeling or call something out. So I knew I wouldn't fall by the wayside. I guess I was ready for some type of, like, controversy or whatever it may be. I didn't think it would be to this extent, but I did think that I would, you know, be somewhere up there.
Yeah, and we did see that tonight when you did the phone swap challenge. So for those who don't know, how it works is you swap phones with your partner, you get to go through your partner's phone. And you came across some photos of Jack getting engaged to his ex. which you didn't react too well to. You were quite strong and you were very open about how you felt, which I really loved. And I think that shows what a strong person you are. We saw the way it was edited. How did you feel in that moment?
Look, I think with that photo, look, that challenge, I was really uncomfortable with that challenge from the get-go. I think going through someone's phone is just the ultimate, you know, breach of privacy for anyone. So I was going into that feeling such a way. You know, you're in this crazy experiment. We've already dealt with so much in the, you know, 2 or 3 weeks we've been there. To see the photo, I was just like, oh God, like, Jesus Christ. Like, I didn't want to see that.
Yeah.
It's obviously a massive part of Jack's life and Jack's story, and I would never take away from that moment. Because at the time it was right, and I would never take it away from either of them.
Yeah.
I respect that wholeheartedly, you know, but to see it at that point in time, I was like, oh shit. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, you just don't want to see that.
Yeah, early stage of the relationship. You didn't really know who you were dating.
The man bun.
Yeah.
What do you think? Did you just say yuck?
It's growing on me.
Really? Did you like it at first?
At first, I was like, okay, uncharted territories. I've never dealt with a man bun before.
Oh, I hate man buns. I'm just like,
look, you know what? They grow on you.
Do they? Oh.
Do you brush his hair, Tori? Yeah.
No, he looks after that himself.
Oh, I imagine.
He does look very clean and smells good all the time.
Yeah. He does. He does. Got good teeth.
Great teeth, soft skin, always smells good.
Yeah, they are.
They're very perfect. Yeah.
Can I ask you about Collins? Because we spoke to a couple yesterday who said that Ben and Collins become quite big characters.
Mm.
Is Collins mean to Natalie in real life? Or again, is it what we just see on television? Mm. Because I'm off Collins.
So am I.
Look, Collins is a big character. I feel like Collins doesn't really have a lot of... He can't read a room, and I don't think he can read the play.
He's like a bad actor that's just ended up on the show. At the dinner party when he was like, oh, I'm leaving.
He made it all about him. Hello. Like, poor Natalie is in tears. He didn't pay her attention.
And he's like, oh, I've got to go to work tomorrow. Like, there's... Yeah, he just can't read a room, I don't think. And look, I think he was really gunning to be on the series. And he finally got his chance, and then it got ripped out from under him, and he was just like, again?
Yeah.
He needs some help with the stand-up comedy career, obviously.
Or needs to go to NIDA or something.
Someone else who everyone's talking about. Now, I used to live in Newcastle. I heard a lot about this guy, Ben.
Right.
So Ben was on The Batch, or he was going to be on The Batchy, and then that didn't end up happening. Apparently then he was straight on to MAFS, and MAFS casted him. Apparently Ben's at the centre of a lot of the drama. We've seen a few, I mean, you would have seen his wedding the other night. I don't know if you watched it, but it did seem a bit like he is there for the wrong reasons, and he's with someone that wants to have children.
And he's not.
I don't know. How do you feel about Ben, Tori?
Look, I think, like, the Ben that I know outside of filming and the Ben that we saw on our screens, I think Ben's just, again, he's a bit of a character. He was a bit, like, wishy-washy with a few things and didn't really articulate himself very well, said a lot of words and not a lot of substance. I don't know with Ben. Like, in hindsight, I can look back and I can think, okay, like, he did this for this reason and that's great. You know, I've had many chats to Ben on the outside, and he's a great guy and, you know, he means well. I just think he didn't really navigate the on-screen part very well.
No, I don't think so either. Yeah, he's not coming across very authentic, if you ask me.
Correct. That's the word. Authenticity is probably lacking a little bit.
Totally.
And Tori, just before we wrap this, your 9-to-5 job, is it a car, something to do with cars, right?
Correct.
Now, we have just discovered that Shawnee B was the victim of a hit and run the other day, and I have been the person that's done a hit and run before.
Oh, my God.
they scraped my car, Tori. Can you believe it? They bloody took the front off.
I think she's more mortified that I'm the hit and runner.
Yeah, well, we were going to ask you, because we just put it out to our Pulse people. We asked, have you ever done a hit and run?
Yeah, have you done a hit and run before?
No, I've never performed a hit and run, and I've never been the victim of a hit and run.
Okay. Oh, good. Tori, you've just saved yourself from a Daily Mail article. Tori, you're a bloody legend, mate. You can catch Married at First Sight Sunday 7 p.m. and Monday to Wednesday 7:30 only on Channel 9. Tori, we love you, mate. Thanks for coming
Tori.
On.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.